Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boscherman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology for the collective for July 2021, and then we're going to dive in deep into the energy around your own personal life path number. Before we get into the reading, I want to mention I have a new service and I'm super excited about it. It's very much aligned with these videos that I put out each month. So if this is something that you enjoy, then I think this is going to be an offering that you'll also enjoy. So basically, it's called Understanding the Journey Q&A. So you ask the questions, I give you the answers or the confirmation or clarity. So it's clarity through the numbers, and it's basically energy and numerology fusion. If you purchase this service, it includes a free full numerology report, which is around a $22 value, absolutely free. And so really it's like, what questions do you have pertaining to your current circumstances? What would you like to know about where you might be headed? With this service, I'll use your own personal numerology report, which I will read both practically and intuitively, to offer guidance and clarity on your questions around career, purpose, relationships, or just life in general. This service is meant to help empower you for when you make your decisions and to help you better understand your own personal journey as you continue to move forward. So much clarity can be gained through a better understanding of how the energy of the numbers that our own soul purposely chose before coming to Earth and how they impact our daily lives and the purpose we are meant to show up to daily. So, feeling stuck? Need confirmation or clarity? Let's dive in and take a closer look. This service includes, again, your full personal numerology report that's free. That's going to be my gift to you. A message from the animal spirits. And then guidance and clarity for your most pressing questions pertaining to, again, career, purpose, relationships, and life in general. So if that sounds like something that interests you, then head on over to my website. Under personalized services, you will find this offering and you can book some time with me. I will also leave a link in the description box below. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the reading for July 2021. So July is a three universal cycle. And so collectively, we will feel the influences of this energy throughout the month. What's interesting is that three energy is often sort of larger than life, big energy that needs to be moving and seen. It's a very creative, fire-like energy that burns quickly. However, for much of this month, there'll be opportunities to sort of stand back and become the observer. So stop, look, and listen before taking that leap. This month will ask you to find grace, not only for self, but also for others. Surrender and acceptance for what you cannot control or change will serve you better than jumping to conclusions or making mountains out of molehills when that isn't the mountain that you're meant to be climbing. Those things that you feel like you have to force, they're not for you, and it will be sort of impossible to maintain that energy. Effort is a good thing and needed to reach our goals, but there's a difference between showing up and putting in the effort as opposed to trying to force something into existence. So pay attention to how you're expending your energy here. Oftentimes, all we need is a change in perspective to shift our actions, which then allows everything to flow much more smoothly. No force needed. So this month, things won't always be as they appear. Pay attention to the details before making your mind up about something and allow some room for movement. Don't hold on to those opinions too strongly. Be as open-minded as possible because things you thought you were sure of or that you thought you knew might just surprise you. If you can loosen your grip a bit this month and go with the universal flow, then affairs will take care of themselves quite easily, without force. Give up the control. You're not going to miss out on what's meant for you, okay? It might not happen to your predetermined timeline, but what's meant for you will show up when it is time. You can't mess that up. I think that's really important to remember. What's yours will find you. Communication is going to be key this month, so remember, communication is a two-way street where all parties need to be involved for it to work. In your conversations, are you communicating or are you attempting to influence? I'm going to ask that question again. In your conversations, are you actually communicating or are you attempting to influence? There's a difference. Open the lines of communication without the need to influence the others involved. Also, pay attention to your mindsets this month. Thoughts create actions, which create outcomes. So is a change of view or mindset in order for you this month? That's gonna be key. Again, don't force anything and pay attention to your mindsets. This month is definitely an interesting energy. Things can happen as if by magic with the less force you exert. Yes, you will have to put in the effort, but when that effort shifts to force, then you are then getting in your own way and impeding the process. So pay attention to where it is that you are moving your oars and steering the ship along with the flow of the universe, and where it is that you have turned the boat around and are desperately trying to force yourself against the current, against the flow. Which one feels more sustainable to you? Go with that one. And presumably it's going to be the one that you don't have to force. This energy this month has a lot to show us in how to make life much more easy and to release the struggle. Life path number 4. Okay, so I pulled an animal spirit card for us. I too am a life path 4. And we got snake spirit. And snake spirit's message is this is going to be a time to heal. And so what really is coming in for me around this is this can be a time to not only heal ourselves, right? To work through those shadows, to release control. This is a cycle for, you know, this 3 universal cycle this month is a time for releasing control and not forcing things. And one thing that 4s often struggle with is because we're so driven and so dedicated is we often try to control our environment. We usually try to control those things that we're not meant to control. And so I think this is going to be an opportunity for us to surrender and accept, to find that acceptance, to find that surrender, and to lean into it the best that we can. I also feel like this is going to be a time to heal relationships or experiences with other people, whether that's within the physical or energetically. So pay attention to what comes up for you around relationships and communication this month. But yeah, I feel like this is going to be a time really for us to release that control as much as we can. I know that that's a struggle for 4s. It's a struggle for humans, but it's really a struggle for 4s. So yeah, I think this is going to be a time for us to really work through any feelings of unworthiness, any kind of self-doubt, any thoughts around lack, anything like that. So again, diving into those deeper shadows, working through them, coming up for air though, and taking those breaths, right? We can't do it all in one big dive. So this could be an interesting month. I do feel like there's going to be opportunities for, again, not only healing things with self, but healing things with others as well, which can be really powerful and can really help to propel us. And so I also feel like this is going to be a month for collaboration and for figuring out ways to work with others as opposed to trying to do things independently. A lot of times 4s will try to just do it all themselves because they feel like they can do it right. And that can be, we just don't get very far that way. And so I think this is going to be an opportunity this month for us to have opportunities to work with other people, to collaborate with other people, to entertain other people's ideas, and to try to integrate them into whatever it is that we're working on. I think that's going to be really, really important. So, okay, so I broke the month down into 4 weeks, and we start this month off with really like this compelling need to move forward, to look to the future, to figure out what direction we want to move into. And so it's kind of like we've already done what we need to do where we've been, if that makes sense, right? So it's kind of like if you, what's the best way to explain this? Okay, so let's just take, you know, this is a life path four. So think of the four cardinal directions, you know, north, east, south, and west. Let's just say that you have been spending time in the east and now you've done everything that you can do in that direction. So now it's time to look to the future to see the next direction. What do you want to incorporate? What do you want to build? Who do you want to work with? How do you want to get there, right? As you move into, again, let's say you were in the east and now you're moving to the south. And so you want to figure out, what do I need to be able to be successful in this new location, in this new environment, in this, with these new people, with these new experiences? And of course, this is a metaphor. I'm not saying that you're going to be moving from the east to the south or whatever, but it's just like you've completed something sort of monumental in the area that you're in. And so now you're ready to look to the future. Like that pillar has already been planted. So now you're looking to go to the next place on your journey. And I'm really getting the sense that it's like, you're going to be the one who is going to create a lot of what you need. Like a lot of you're going to be the one who calls in the resources, who calls in the people, who calls in what you need to figure out, right? Like, through your intuition and through practical means, what it is that you need to be able to get to the next step, okay? But again, this is also going to be a time for healing and healing relationships and working with other people and delegating or whatever the case may be. And so I feel like though we're going to be looking to the future and what we want to build, we can't overlook who we're going to be building that with or who we need to help us to build it, right? Because we're not an island, and so we need that help. So just getting this sense, like this first week, like we're just really looking to the future and like, and we have the vision and it's figuring out how to make that vision a reality, if that makes sense. So really powerful first week in July. Then we move into the second week, and this is really interesting because I'm definitely seeing this energy around collaboration, working with other people. Like, you have the idea, you have the vision, but you need these other people to be able to help you accomplish that vision. You cannot do it alone. And I feel like that's a real struggle for fours. I mean, again, I'm speaking as a four. We have a hard time sometimes really allowing other people to come in and take over or take control or to sort of integrate their ideas or, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say here. It's kind of like sometimes we don't have a hard time working with other people, but sometimes it's like we know what we want and we know how to sort of make it happen. But I think sometimes what trips us up is the understanding that even if we have all that, we cannot do it alone and do it successfully alone, or at least we can't do it in a sustainable fashion where it will be, you know, that legacy that fours are meant to build. So without the other people, right? Without those resources, without them bringing the resources, without them bringing their wisdom and their knowledge. So just really getting this energy really strongly that second week of July, if you find yourself like, if people are coming into you and wanting to help, and you get defensive or push them away because you want to do it yourself, you are hindering your progression. You are hindering your movement forward. The call here is to heal that side of yourself, that pride, that ego that says that you have to do it alone, and find a way to integrate and allow those other people and their resources to come in and to help you. And again, it's not a judgment. I'm right there with you. I do struggle with this. And so, and it's not a thing like, oh, we are better than. It's just, we know what we want and we are very determined to figure out how to make it happen. But sometimes in that process, we overlook an easier way to do it, right? Like, it's kind of like we make it harder for ourselves. So I think this is an opportunity for us to surrender, go with the flow, not force these things, but to allow other people to come and help us. And so, yeah, the more that we can put down the sort of defenses and allow other people in to assist, the easier and more comfortable this journey is going to be. And I think that this three energy that we're seeing collectively is really allowing us to do that. So it's kind of like allowing those communication lines to be opened. And the more that we can do that, the more that we can go with the flow, the more it's going to feel as if things are just dropped in our lap, as if by magic. But in reality, it's in direct proportion to what we allow and the effort we put in, right? It's like, if we can put in the effort to work with others, then their resources, their ideas, those things that we need to make this sustainable will fall into our lap. The third week, again, same kind of energy, really kind of seeing this energy for the remainder of the month, where it's like, you know, try not to self-sabotage yourself. Really make sure that the decisions that you're making this month are not only the decisions that are going to benefit you, but benefit the greater community, and also that they are sustainable. It's like, if you're doing something and you're short-sighted about it, where you are just very rigid in your process, that is not going to be sustainable. Okay, that's going to cause, you know, complete burnout, or it's just not going to be sustainable. So I think that you're going to have an opportunity around that third week to really see, like, where are you tripping yourself up in being way too rigid? Where can you release the grip a little bit and allow things to flow and allow others to come in to assist? Even if they do things a little bit differently, as long as they still get, you know, as long as they still understand the vision and they're working towards the vision, then that's okay. So that's what I mean too when I say, like, with snake spirit and time to heal, it's about healing those relationships with people too, and seeing their value and their worth in their contribution to your vision, right? Or the vision of the whole. So yeah, that second, that third week, I think we're gonna have opportunities to collaborate, to work with others, but we just have to release the grip, okay? Release that control. Fourth week, I do see, like, some kind of decision coming in, some kind of communication, some kind of something that feels almost very non-negotiable coming in, and it almost feels like some kind of non-negotiable ending. But that being said, where that ending is leading you to is much more aligned, much more positive, right? It's kind of like you're filtering through the weeds to find the flowers, to find the crops, whatever. It's like you're cutting down the weeds to find those gems, right? To find the harvest. And so again, even though it's like almost something comes in that's non-negotiable, and it does feel like some kind of an ending, it's kind of like, yep, this is happening. This is the decision. There's no negotiating this. Move on. Even though that comes in and it could feel a little bit harsh, and it would be easy to kind of like focus on this, whatever this is, as a failure or a mistake or, you know, something you did wrong or whatever the case may be, that's not the case. It's kind of like this had to fall away so that the true alignment could come in for you. And like I said in the intro, what is meant to come in for us will find us, right? In divine timing. We just have to be ready and available and aware of it when it comes in, right? Like, we have to be open to receiving it, because it might look different than what we thought it was going to look like. And so I feel like this fourth week, though there is some kind of a ending or loss here, it's not a failure on your part. It's simply clearing the path for you to step into something that's more aligned, that is going to benefit you and your project and your vision or whatever much more fully, okay? So try not to control the situation. Like, it would be very easy for a four, like the decision comes in and it's very final. It would be very easy for fours to become hyper-focused on that ending, that sort of perceived failure, and that can really derail us. And so the call is really to, yep, this is going to happen. This happened. We just need to move on. We need to, like, you know, address it, feel through it, understand it, and then move on, because it's not meant for us, right? It's like, if it drains your energy, it's not meant for you. So release it and move on. And if it's released for you, it's being released for a reason. So definitely seeing that coming in pretty strongly the fourth week. And it doesn't have to be like this big dramatic ending. It could just be like, you tried something, it didn't work out, but there's a reason why it didn't work out, right? And so pay attention to what is working and why whatever is working, right? So again, going with that universal flow, not forcing things, not getting too caught up on the things that are not working, because again, it's like, don't continue to invest energy into something that's not working or into something that is draining your energy, because it's just going to continue to do that. It's just going to continue to not work or continue to drain your energy. So you are you're much better to shift gears and to focus on those things that are working, or focusing on those things that have the potential to work. And if they don't work, then you shift again, right? So ultimately, I feel like this month is going to be a time to really hone in on those areas where we have a hard time releasing control, or we have a hard time accepting those things that we just can't change or that aren't working, and that, you know, not beating ourselves up over something not working, but understanding that they're not working for us for a reason and being okay with that, right? So I think this is going to be a powerful month for fours. And like I said, I am right there with you. So, but I hope it's a good month. I think it will be. I think it's going to show us a lot. Anytime healing comes in, you know, it's a time to elevate. It's a time to expand and to grow. And that growth leads to success, to happiness, to joy. So this is going to be a powerful month, but I think it's going to lead us into something much more aligned with purpose that we can embrace and take hold of. So I hope it's a good month for you all. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you again soon. Bye for now.